Pequeño. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Welcome to the Oddcast, only on airfmlive.com with Dusty Angel.
Yeah, you've sat on the cum stainer too.
Desi.
I look like a whore. I didn't even do anything.
And Robert.
Soon we'll be drinking recycled pee.
It's not a mistake. It's an FM.
Here they are. The Oddcast. Live.
Oh, yes. And happy St. Patrick's Day. It's the Irishman Cinco de Mayo. Just another reason to get drunk.
It's a reason to drink green beer, and that's what I'm drinking this year. Green beer, because I never did it.
All green. Heineken, Stella.
No, I mean actual green.
Oh, green. Beer. Oh, gotcha. With the dye
in it. I want
it
to be the color green when I drink it.
Does it taste any different?
I don't know. I'll find out.
But it's cool. It's for the ambiance. The ambiance of the thing. And not only green beer, but we've been smoking green bud. What, you pulled out like a bunch of capsules of just different types of fucking weed.
It's quality control.
It's called quality control.
Nice.
Baby.
You run quality control. I fucking
love it. I gotta know
what I'm,
you know.
I'm really glad that at least one dispenser is doing that, because when you go there and you ask, how is this? It's nice to get a solid, you know, answer.
Yes.
Because, you know, each strain does different things, and certain people use, you know, medical marijuana for different reasons.
Right.
Some don't want stuff that's going to make you fucking lazy, or some don't want stuff that's going to keep you awake.
Right.
You know, or give you this type of high. Some need it, you know. So I can't tell you, oh, this, I don't know what it does.
Yeah. Good. See, you're testing this
shit.
So some people
smoke
that bullshit you and tell you it's great when even though
it's
not.
Oh, man. There was a strand that was called Sour Aff Crack. Okay, not sour ass crack, although
sour
it tasted like it.
It was
sour diesel, aff pack,
aff
pack, and green crack crossed plant.
Ugh.
All sativa. It tasted like shit, and it smelled like burnt hair when you smoked it. So
but?
I told people that, you know, not to buy it.
Oh. That's what you told them. Good
well, because,
job.
You know, I was like, I tried it. You know, to be honest, it tastes like shit. But I mean, if you want it, because it's, you know, cheap.
Was it a good high?
I'm like, well, I only hit it once and I was grossed out.
You're like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, if you're gonna roll it in blunts or roll it into a joint, okay, but you know, maybe smoke it that way. But
kind of like I do.
Not full on flavor, like.
Yeah, nah. See, that shit that you had me smoking earlier, I took two
tastes
hits.
Tastes delicious.
And
sour
I feel like I need to put a helmet on my head right now because I can't even hold my head up right now. It's gonna be one of those fucking. Saint
you know what? It's
days,
Denise's
dude.
Birthday. It's coming up, right?
Yes, it is.
You know what? I'm gonna get her a gram of something good.
Ooh, you did that last year. One of you guys did that last year. You bought her like
I
that,
brought
some
you
weed.
GDP.
You did.
Granddaddy
said,
Purple.
That shit was. Oh, I
it
remember
was for
that.
Your birthday.
That's right.
She secretly came to me and was all like, "Can?"
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah, she bought. Oh, she went. She bought that shit off you. Nice, fucking drug peddler, you.
I wasn't a drug peddler. I was just, you know, merely sharing the wealth.
Hey, you enjoyed it.
I did. So Rob is wearing green. You're not going to get pinched today, Rob.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I never liked that pinching thing. You ever fucking pinch me, I'm punching you. That's kind of, that was
kind of. Did you ever look for four-leaf clovers around St. Patrick's Day, too?
I can't lie. I did go through that stupid phase
in
for
elementary.
A quick second. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's going to change. I'm not going to be in the ghetto anymore.
I'm going to find one.
Oh, God. See, I have green in my tattoo, so I'm cool.
You're always wearing
my
green.
Life.
You're
your
always
lungs
wearing green.
Are probably green.
Probably.
Oh, no. Those things
smoke
are black.
All the time.
Those things are black. They come in handy on Martin Luther King Day. Like you say, I got black in me.
I literally do. He smokes.
My
too.
Lungs are black. But yeah, now isn't this just another, you know, but God bless, you know, our society, because we find any reason to get drunk. The Super Bowl, the
anytime
fucking
your
NBA.
Kid has a birthday, it's like, oh.
Exactly. Oh, party. You open the thing and there's more beer than fucking juice for the kids. And it's like, oh, is this a party for the grown-ups or for the kids?
It's like a Mexican.
Oh, it's my 3-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like a Mexican. It's usually Mexican birthday party.
Oh, yeah,
they
definitely.
Get like a
oh, blacks
pinata,
do it too. We
jumper.
Do it too. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everybody gets fucking drunk and they play the, you know, the
okay,
music.
Okay, but okay. Even though they're drunk, don't they kind of make it more fun, though, when you're a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're drunk.
I am a father, first of all. That's the only way I can get through my son's birthday parties is being half drunk, dude, because this fucking, these kids, and they'll fucking drive you crazy, dude. Seriously, dude, I can't fuck with these kids, and that's the only way.
It's just like, you know, having to be high at a party or something.
Oh, yeah. And then you got to, like, function and talk to parents and shit. Usually never works out good, but you know what? I give it a go. Sometime I pass, sometime I fail. I don't care. I'm a go-getter, dude.
I'm not good with kids.
But did you guys know I'm Irish?
No, you're not.
I'm Irish, dude.
Really?
My real last name, because obviously Angel is not my last name, right? Uh-huh. My real last name is
Herbert.
Very Irish. Is very,
I guess,
Irish.
If you put a Mick in front of it,
and it comes from my black side,
Arnold Herbert
Sullivan. Sullivan is my last name.
There's black Irish.
No, there's no
Arnold.
See,
Sullivan.
We were brought over here like about 1838. My name was like Mbutu Kamchinfu. You know, something like that. But then when I got here, they said, no, I was a house Negro.
Kunta?
I already know. I come from a long line of house Negroes because we're not good in the sun. We're not, you know, we don't. We were
That's
we were serving
white
food.
Side, Dusty.
But no, it's my dad's last name is Sullivan, and my grandfather's last, and my great-great all the way back. And it's because we were brought here. And you guys know most.
But
Irish,
how does it make you Irish, though?
I'm joking. I'm Irish by slave trade, dude. That's what I was trying to get to. I'm Irish by slavery,
I thought you were
man.
Going for your lineage was
no,
Irish.
I'm Irish.
I was like, maybe
by
if you throw
slave.
A Mick in front of it, you know,
yeah,
Mick Sullivan
no.
or something.
The sad part is though, because you guys have heard Irish. They have the last name O. Sullivan, right?
Right.
Do you know what O means? It means son of Sullivan. They cut out the O for me, man. I'm just Sullivan.
They cut off your O.
It's not cool, man.
Is there no justice in
Back
this world?
Back in 1838, they cut off the O. They said, no, you're no son of mine, but you're a Sullivan. By golly, you serve my kids parched porridge
well,
every
I
morning.
I guess that would make sense to now that it's on your dad's side. Cause,
see, it's not my know, white side. It's the black
yeah,
side.
You know the dad's black.
Yeah,
black dad,
exactly.
Black
Daddy's black. Yeah, he left when I was five.
So you're no O Sullivan, so because there's no son of... You have no daddy.
Right. Good call. It's See, they knew. They already knew, like, oh, yeah, he's going to come from a long line of deadbeat dads, so don't even put the O in front of it. Don't even worry about it. But I'm thinking about bringing the O back, dude.
Really?
I'm bringing so the
gonna,
O back for St. Paddy's Day.
You're going to be
O'Sullivan
now?
I am Dusty O'Sullivan.
You going to say that at work?
I'm sure am I. Dusty
I'm Arnold
Dusty O'Sullivan.
Here. I'm Arnold O'Sullivan.
Here, guys.
Hey, guys.
Arnold, guys.
Arnold here. Sullivan.
Arnold. What was your mom
Arnold
thinking?
Arnold Sullivan.
That's my dad's name.
That's my your dad's name?
Yes, my dad's name is Arnold Dell Sullivan.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, fuck, that's your real name? I was joking.
That's my real name, dude.
Wow, that sucks.
I told you that years ago. Nice to meet you, though. It's a pleasure that I've known you for so long. You
What's
know
my middle name?
Destiny
Yeah, you don't remember that either. Whorebag.
Just kidding.
I know.
Are you guys going to get fucked up for St. Paddy's Day?
No.
Oh, shit.
I am.
I'm going to be DD yeah. wherever we go.
What's that, DD?
Designated driver.
Oh, see. Oh, that's, but there's, I'm, good job, though, Rob. Good job.
I would have thought drunk driver, but.
That's what I was, see, that's what I was going for. Me and Destiny, we're like, shit, I got to get home, man. So I'll let you know in the morning if I got pulled over.
No, I no.
That's good though.
You're
That's good.
DD and
You're
I'm DUI.
Very,
please don't. Please drink responsibly.
Please do drink responsibly because more people get arrested these fucking retarded holidays than any other times of the year.
And the cops are looking more.
They are looking, dude. They know people like us are out there drinking and driving. So, you know, just if you got a drink, don't let the bar be like more than a mile away from your house. Just kidding. Just kidding. Don't get in the car.
Walk home or take a cab. If it's a mile away from your house, take a cab. That's down the street. It's like $10.
Yeah. That's it. That's
I
all.
Should do that. I could go to the bar by my house.
I'm telling you guys. I'm
take
telling
a cab. Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend,
a cab.
She crashed into the curb last time we went to the bar.
Ouch.
I don't remember. I was drunk.
At least you weren't driving.
Surprise, surprise.
No.
Oh, boy.
Slightly kidding.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face. Really raw, really uncut. Well, tonight, a Las Vegas woman. There's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat. And now for the news.
So, yes, there are a bunch of drunk people out there this time of year. And this story made me just like Charlie Sheen and like the other crazy stories that happen out there. This one just made my week. But there is a video that's circulating on YouTube now of a drunk man who's giving an interview on a TV news station about his house burning down.
Wait, he's not going to have a golden voice, is he?
No. This dude had nothing but a golden voice. In the man's own words, "I heard a kerosene explosion. Boom, freaking, I heard it. Freaking, I heard the freaking explosion." So said an incredibly intoxicating man speaking to a Pennsylvania news station during daylight hours about an explosion that set his house on fire. It's not clear what the backstory is here or when this all happened, but the drunk believes that a kerosene lamp caught on fire. Now, I actually have the YouTube video, and it's one of the funniest things I've seen since the syrup incident we saw last week. And before I play this video, guys, I want you guys to know there has been a little stir in the community that this guy could be mentally unstable and that he was mentally unstable.
You know what? Go ahead and keep talking about this.
Uh-huh.
What is it called so I can put it up on the big screen?
It's, let's see. Just do like man, let's see. Drunk guy does interview burning house or something like that.
What's the name that it's titled on your page?
I don't know. I don't think. Oh, drunk man gives interview on TV news station about his house burning down.
Wow, that's a long title.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to read the shit. I tried to give you guys the dumbed down version.
Drunk man
but
gives
here's the guy,
interview.
And he's not mentally retarded. It's already been proven that this is just a regular guy.
He's just dumb.
Friggin' my father said, "What the hell was that?" Friggin' I seen smoke flying through the
this
wall.
This dude's fucked up. See, the first thing I thought was the dude was retarded, and a lot of people thought that too, but it has been proven that the dude was fucked up. And if you see the video, you will see that this guy is just, he's off his rocker, dude. Trying to explain. And that's the greatest part. I love when they, because that's the great part about being in this society where everybody catches everything you fucking do. And now it's a viral video. With
I heard Christina Aguilera got arrested not too, like last week.
Oh, yeah.
She drunk at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
she wasn't driving.
A while ago, yeah.
She was drunk.
I know she wasn't driving, but she was drunk.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's funny because
yeah.
We thought she was the celebrity that was like, oh, she got married. Had a kid. She's happy to this ugly
guy. She was.
Guy.
Christina's having
that motherfucker
a,
was yeah. ugly.
She's having a midlife crisis
she
now.
Is. And she's fucking her year started off bad because she had the whole Super Bowl thing where she fucked up the lyrics to the
oh
Super
my
Bowl.
Goodness.
And now it's like, damn, dude, she's fucking.
You know she's bisexual?
Really?
Oh, that
yeah.
Just so,
hey. She fucked around with her dancer.
I didn't know that. I
like her
that.
And Lindsay Lohan. Damn, those little gay asses.
Oh, I love that shit.
It's such a trend now.
Yeah, it really, really is, dude.
We got that from the source.
Sorry, guys. Okay, what's the next news story?
What the hell was that?
What was
I don't know.
That?
That was some.
Is that some of your porn?
Yeah, it was. I accidentally went to YouPorn instead of YouTube.
Yeah.
What and the hell was going on there?
Anyway, excuse me, Dusty, your big head again.
Oh, sorry, baby.
Man turned up drunk for driving test.
Oh, what?
This is a man banned driver blew a chance to get his license back when he turned up to retake his driver test. Problem was he was too drunk to even walk. The man lost his right to drive when he was caught driving under the influence 2 years ago. He came to the sit exam again, but he was too nervous and needed something to boost his confidence.
Oh, God.
The man was tested with the breathalyzer, and it turned out to be way beyond the legal limit. The exam organizer noticed that him having difficulty walking, decided to give him the alcohol test. He was
love
asked
it.
To leave the exam room immediately.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, people. You can't wait till after
he's
the
not
fucking
getting
exam.
His license back.
That's kind of funny, though.
People, dude.
It's like, really? I wonder if I'll pass it this time.
Yeah. I only had two.
Maybe get some liquid courage.
I got this, babe. I got this, all right? Stop giving me crap.
Gunk, gunk, gunk.
Fucking got this.
Oh, God. Let's see. A woman
people.
Arrested for DUI claims to be drunk on 3 glasses of Listerine.
Oh, God. What?
A woman arrested after failing a sobriety test and telling police she drank 3 glasses of Listerine has pleaded guilty to drunken driving. Carol Reese was pulled over after she rear-ended another vehicle at a red light. She passed one breathalyzer test, but failed another that used different equipment.
Wow.
Police found a bottle of Listerine in her car, and she told him that she had drunk 3 glasses earlier in the day. Her blood alcohol level was more than 3 times the legal limit, and according to Listerine manufacturer Pfizer Incorporated, original formula Listerine contains 26.9% alcohol.
26.9? God damn, that's
a lot.
Yeah,
you can get fucked up off a mouthwash.
Please, have you tried it?
No, I watched a. I watched an intervention on this lady who drank Listerine. Like,
wow.
Her family would not have mouthwash in the house because the mom would drink it to get drunk.
Oh, that's a problem.
And it can actually
kill
you after a long time of use.
26.9, that's a lot of fucking alcohol.
Yeah.
Damn.
You get fucked up.
She can face 93 days in jail and a $500 fine.
Damn, dude. Oh, wow. That's fucking... Dude, okay, if you drink... I'm sorry, but if you drink Listerine, you have problems, and that's... Would you say that's the lowest of the low? I mean, it just doesn't get any... Lower than that?
Listerine?
Unless you, like, snort it or inject it into your...
I've never swallowed more than what falls down my throat when I bat when my mouth washing.
And that's fucking horrible, right?
And it doesn't taste very... I mean,
ew.
It tastes like mint, but...
And it
I don't
burns.
Know, too much of that, it probably, like, burn your stomach.
Damn, dude. Ugh, that's crazy. I hope if you're doing that, you're getting help and soon. Okay?
We should hope.
Somebody said NyQuil and Pepto-Bismol. That's a big one, yes.
What?
That
well,
lean,
really? I've taken a bunch of like Corsidence cough medicine.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I like is the promethazine.
That's big down south.
I like that stuff.
That's that shit down south.
A good gulp of that. Oh,
we go down south with that player. We go down south, player.
I don't drink. I never
having
any
a
of
cold
that.
Was awesome because of that.
Now let's see. A drunk man apparently was stabbed while testing a knife-proof vest. In Sweden.
What?
Sweden
I guess
is,
it wasn't very proof. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Sweden has kind of been in the news. Didn't we talk about Sweden in our last show? They
last
tried
week,
to,
yeah.
Yeah, they tried to one-up New York and shit. But
I just saw this video on YouTube.
This is shit.
This song,
this, I love
Al
this
Charlie.
Shit. This is my shit. Charlie bit me. Okay, anyway. A Swedish man is recovering after a drunken incident saw him stabbed while testing a knife-proof vest at a party in southern Sweden. Police said the man and his friend had drunk a lot by the time they decided to test the body armor at the party just before midnight. Undeterred by their inebriation, the men went ahead with the test, and one man donned the body armor while his friend delivered a blow armed with a knife. The test ended in failure when the attacker goofed and missed the man's vest and stabbed an undetermined or undisclosed part of his body.
That's
penis.
How it happened.
There you go. Exactly.
Can you do me a favor?
What's
and
that?
Go back and play that song.
Oh, this is my shit, too.
I
okay.
want everybody to hear this. All right.
You guys
so
ready?
Funny and kind of cute.
This is Charlie Bit Me mixed with Kanye West.
Have to see it with the video.
Yeah. We're 2 years behind everybody, sorry, but yes, classic shit.
You have to see it with the video because it's cute little kids.
Yeah.
And
one, little
one's
English
gonna have
fucking
a baby.
Pricks.
And he's like, ow, Charlie bit me.
Yeah, Rob. It sounds kind of weird when you say it, Rob. Sorry.
That's really weird.
Yeah, so don't test body armor while you're fucked up or you may get stabbed, motherfuckers.
Don't do anything while you're fucked up, duh. Anyways, hungry drunk guy breaks into Pizza Hut, fries some chicken.
Yeah.
The Cheetos black. Corey Michael.
Mogan
didn't let the fact that Pizza Hut was closed get in the way of his drunk munchy cravings. Instead, he took matters into his own hands. Broke in and tried to fry up some chicken wings.
Yeah, that was a black guy.
Police officers were dispatched to the Pizza Hut at 1:25 a.m. Sunday. After the alarm went off, police say when they arrived, Mogan was attempting to fry some boneless chicken wings and had also splattered marinara sauce on the wall. Mojin was given a what?
Preliminary
breathalyzer test, which indicated a 0.22 blood alcohol content. Authorities say Mogan was being held at the Stems County Jail on a possible third-degree burglary charge.
Wow. I would say that's a black guy, but the name Mogan, I don't know any black people with the last name Mogan.
Corey Michael.
And it's if it's spelled, is it spelled with a K and like Michael spelled like M I X U E A G H?
No, it's regular Michael.
Okay. In the
Corey with a C.
Interesting. Could be. A lot of black Coreys out there.
Are there?
There are. I knew a couple.
Wow.
There's a comedian named That's Corey surprising. Holcomb.
Well, really? His name's Arnold. Of course, he's a Noah Corey.
Yeah.
Hey, Arnold. Hey, Corey.
I know a Zach. Hey, Zach. He's
How
black.
How you doing, guys?
Do you know a Kevin and a Dylan? And
yeah, exactly.
Chad.
Chad.
I know a Chaz.
Chadrick. Chase.
There's a Chaz in the audience.
I know a black Chase. Chase.
But Chaz is actually short for Charles.
And we got the letter J here.
This episode of The Oddcast brought to you by the letter J.
Joint.
J is for joint. Drunk priest offers sex to officers, threatens them with an Oprah Winfrey.
I'll bless you with my penis.
What?
Father Ignatius Curry, a priest from Ohio, was arrested after police found him lying down in the back of his car on the side of the road with blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit.
Wow.
Police took him to the local jail and put him in a cell, but that's when things really got interesting. The priest began saying things like, I'll pay you whatever you want.
What
do you want? What? Want me to give you a blowjob?
Wow.
Is that what you want?
Oh.
Do you want me to be a sexual slave?
Damn.
He asked the officers and moved on to threatening them with a visit from Oprah Winfrey.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Oprah.
I'm gonna get Oprah on you.
Oprah said so.
You want me to give you a blowjob?
I'm gonna get Oprah.
You want me to be your sexual slave?
Wow, what the fuck?
That's gross.
We actually have audio from the jail.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I'll pay you whatever you want. What do you want? Want me to give you a blowjob? Is that
not
what you want?
Audio.
Do you want me to be your sexual slave?
Damn, you sound more like a black dude than I do.
You think this is a black guy too?
I have to say.
Really?
Black priest.
Well, he's a priest, not a pastor.
Black priest, yeah, yeah. Baptist priest down south.
Really?
Yeah. It goes down.
That's sad. This has been the news.
So guys, this fucking holiday I don't even know where it came from, to be honest with you. I just know that when I was a kid in fucking kindergarten, they started telling you, if you don't wear green this day, somebody's going to pinch you. And I didn't want to get pinched. So that was my introduction to St. Patrick's Day. Probably not the best.
That's fucked up.
Right? It's like a kind of a fucking...
If you don't wear green, everyone's going to fuck you up.
Exactly, bitch.
And when you got to high school...
We're inducing violence on everyone.
When you got to high school, though, was it for you guys like... Oh shit, I'm not gonna wear fucking green just cause it's St. Patrick's Day. Fucking get next to me and fucking pinch me, I'll kick your ass.
There were a few guys like that, but we would pick out the little pussies and be like, yeah, Nate, if you don't wear green, we're gonna fuck you up. And they give you a look in the eye like, damn, everybody's Irish on this day. Like,
do you think you could get away with it? Because, hey, principal, he wasn't wearing green.
You know what? You know what, Johnny? Good call. You know what? go back to class, kids. Quit complaining. Stop being a pussy. Stop tattletelling.
We're all fucking right? Green.
It's fucking St. Patrick's Day, asshole. I'm fucking Irish over here.
I just remember seeing the news like every year. You see a bunch of people and the news is reporting from a bar and they're all drinking green beer.
Fuck yeah!
And it just looks like a lot of fun, so that's why I want to do it this year.
Yep.
Because I've watched it so many years. I'm like, I want to do that. I'm 24.
The crap part about it, though, is St. Patrick's Day is on like Thursday.
But see, a lot of people are going to take Friday off. There's going to be a lot of 3-day weekenders going on.
Man.
Nah.
That's more like a 5-day weekend because you have to take Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I have a niece and my brother are both born on that day.
Yeah.
They got two birthdays on March 17th.
What?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
My little brother was born, and then my niece was born, and she stole his birthday.
My sister has the baby stealing pussy. I mean, the birthday stealing pussy.
One up that bitch, eh?
Yeah.
Because she had her first kid on my mom's boyfriend's birthday.
Okay.
So now every time his birthday comes around, it's more about the baby.
Yeah.
And she also had her second kid on my little brother's birthday, which was special for him because it was St. Patrick's Day. And then the little baby stole it. And now it's all about her.
Yeah. See? And it was funny because he was turning 18 and she was turning one. What do you think was more important? Her turning one, because it only happens once.
Once.
You're only one once.
Oh, you're just 18. Whatever.
Well, Mom,
so
you're only
legal.
18 once too. It doesn't matter.
Get the fuck out of the house.
One upper. They hate each other to this day, I bet.
No. She's only three now.
It sucks, though. I mean, would you like to have your birthday stolen?
No. That's what I'm saying. If that happens.
Her next kid better not steal my birthday. I'll be pissed.
Me and my brother are actually a week apart, literally. He's May 14th. I'm May 21st.
Oh, so your mom's like fucking.
She
like
was on like a schedule and shit.
Yeah,
so like,
damn.
Boom. See, because that's the thing about, because she only like blacks and Mexican guys. She's white.
Obviously.
Everybody knows. And yeah, I guess like they're on a schedule or something. I think our people are like on a schedule and they're good and like, okay, I don't know, dude. That's why we're like there's an abundance, especially you guys. You guys fucking took over the world, dog.
You know, white men are now
the minority. Exactly.
There was some kind of college scholarship that a white organization is offering, and you have to be at least 25% white.
We have
Caucasian.
Like three white guys in the room right now.
Let's I know.
See. But still.
We got a redhead.
We got three of the whitest guys.
We have a redhead.
We actually do, exactly. Yeah. I'm looking at three of the whitest
How
guys.
How many redheads do you see, Ginger?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You're definitely Irish, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's no.
Oh, we have an Irishman in the building.
He's not Irish at all. Not Hungarian.
Redhead
and
Hungarian.
My part right there.
That would be good if your name was Gary.
Why? Gary Hung?
Hungarian.
Hey.
Brum-psh.
And middle name N.
Yeah.
Got it. Kind of.
My name's Gary and I'm Hungarian because I'm hung.
That's right. That's right.
Can you imagine being all cheesy with your red hair hanging out of your chest all curly?
Hey, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, and I've been doing this for like the last few years, but there's a movie that I watch every like week leading up
Leprechaun.
To St. Patrick's Day. Leprechaun in the Hood.
Ah, of course.
I've seen that. That
Thank
shit's
you.
Funny.
I got three fist pumps from all the people in the air, from everybody in the room. Thank
I
you.
Want me gold.
Thank you. Leprechaun in the Hood.
Nigga, stole my gold.
I Netflix that shit, nigga. Nigga, you stole
Give me my
gold.
Gold, nigga. Papa's cat video.
Co-chain, nigga. They do say nigga about 83 times in that movie. But it's great. That kind of like gets me into the whole like St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
Nigga style.
Yeah, for real. I want to go.
That's the black in you, right?
I want to go shoot a bunch of leprechauns and kick a bunch of gnomes in people's yards. Yeah, motherfucker. That's everybody has their way of celebrating, right?
I guess.
I'm no different than anybody else. But out of all the holidays, ATMs run out of money faster and more frequently on St. Patrick's Day.
What? For real?
That makes a lot of sense because you're in the bars and you're like, fuck, oh shit, I ran out of money. You didn't expect you were going to drink. You brought $80 and you run through that in like an hour.
Put that shit on tab. Don't be paying that fucking ATM fee.
Shit. No, dude. First of all, that's the worst fucking thing, going to an ATM. I'm like, okay, I walked all the way over here. You're supposed to do your job and you're telling me you don't have any money? That's one of the worst fucking feelings, dude. I hate walking up to a fucking ATM with no money. That's like
my ATM told me I had insufficient. What's
insufficient
the word?
Funds.
There you go. I can't pronounce the word. For a while I couldn't say Massachusetts. I would say Massachusetts. I just have to learn whatever.
Oh, that's worse. That's a bad.
You
when
go.
You see insufficient, when you see that little negative sign, you're like, fuck.
I just deposited my check, but then I didn't realize I deposited after hours on Friday. So I'm thinking I have money, and I take $100 out, give it to my mom for, like, you know, rent or whatever. And I go to the bar to, like, you know, get drinks and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking I have money. I put it on my tab. I give them my credit card, whatever. And I bought about $20 worth of drinks. And I go to close my account, close it off, and, oh, it keeps, it's decline.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, fuck.
Ooh.
And it turns out, you know, my check doesn't clear till Monday. But this girl next to me was like, oh, how much is your tab? I'm like, $20. Oh, I'll pay it. What?
Are you, see?
I was like, really? She was like, yeah. I'm like, I mean, I don't know if she was as drunk, but she paid my tab off, and I was like, fuck yeah.
That's never, never, ever, ever. That's never, ever, 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 ever happened to me.
And she wasn't hitting on me because she was with a dude.
Wow.
So it was, like, pretty awesome. I was like, yeah.
Wow. And she didn't ask for your number. There was nothing. She didn't want nothing from it.
I didn't have to give her anything in return.
Nah, no guy. A guy would have wanted anal sex after that. He's like, you know you,
For 20 bucks?
You know you, owe me anal sex, right?
Oh my God!
No, that's the minimum. $20 minimum equals anal sex, right? Anybody?
Where do you live?
Yeah,
no. I know. Is that what you charge people?
Hey, you know, hey,
I'll pay your tab off, but it's gonna cost you.
Anal.
So technically, you're not getting hooked up.
Yes.
Dusty wants something in return.
Because we're gonna rape you worse than the gas stations.
Motherfuckers, piece of shits, fucking assholes. I hate the gas station. Please don't ever bring those bastards up again. I don't know how much money I've spent.
Oh, I know. I paid $3.89 for gas today. The other gas station was $3.99. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I heard there's a $4.17 in fucking West Covina somewhere.
Damn. Yeah, that's right around the corner. Yeah, because I paid $3.84, $3.85 or something like that.
$3.83.
The minimum right now is like $3.83.
I want to kill somebody right fucking now. You guys realize?
Can you imagine when
did?
It gets up to like $4.75? It's like, are you serious?
But well, we're gonna raise minimum wage up 80 cents. That'll do the trick. God,
I already make more than minimum wage. So that's not helping me.
Bastard, exactly. You feel screwed, right? As a
yeah,
person
I
who
feel
makes
screwed.
Money, like,
I make more than minimum wage.
Hey, fuck
wage.
That. Hold on, I graduated high school. This is some bullshit.
See? Although my job requires no degree, it requires a license.
What about okay? Let's see. This holiday is the Super Bowl of keg theft. St. Patrick's Day is called that because bars go through kegs and kegs of beer, and they stash them in the back because more people this time of year actually run in. Have you guys ever heard of or done a run out? Like run, you know, you run into either
run?
You
steal alcohol. And
right,
you
you either run into a bar or you run into out of a Ralph's or something like that. Ralph's is a lot more common, but back in the day, they would have enough balls to run into bars, and apparently to this day, run into fucking bars, grab the kegs, and run out.
I thought of a better way when I realized that like the card I gave her was declining. I'm like, what if he gave her a card that was not in my name that didn't work anymore, and just let her charge it, put it on my tab because they don't charge your cut tab until afterward. Some bars,
they do most, yeah, most.
And then just like walk out, and they'll never know. And you can get fucked up, you know? I thought of that because if I didn't need my debit card back, I'd have been like, fuck it then, you know? But I need it. Plus, it's cute because it has Hello Kitty on it. It only has my name, so.
True that.
Plus, she knows me, so that wouldn't be cool.
Or give her a gift card.
I'm just saying, I should hook her up next time.
Yeah.
But anyways, Yeah.
Well, that was good for you, score.
I know, right? Right at, that happened in the same day that the cop pulled me over last week.
I know.
And did you get a ticket or anything for that?
No, no ticket. He just pulled me over for stupid reason.
Okay. So he let you go. See?
Yeah, lucky. Well, I had nothing on my record. Nah. I was as high as fuck and he didn't notice. So. I
would have been charged with carrying a concealed weapon or some shit like that.
Well, because you're
Dusty,
black.
Exactly.
Your penis doesn't count as a concealed weapon.
Hey, in some states it does.
No.
No, it does.
Only if you do it anally.
That sounds so nasty coming from your mouth, Robert.
In certain states, it's illegal.
Please never, ever, ever say something like that again.
You know it's one of your fetishes.
Probably is.
Did you guys know that before the invention of the thermometer, brewers used to check the temperature by dipping their thumb to find...
In their butt?
See, Robert always has to take it there, dude.
It's not all about butts.
It's not, Robert. Okay? Because back in the day, they did it to test the yeast. And if the yeast was too hot, they would call it the rule of thumb. And that's where the saying the rule of thumb came from.
Oh.
I was trying to be educational. It's not all about sex and stuff. It's about we got to be educational sometimes.
For once, it's coming out of Dusty Angel's mouth.
What?
It's not all about sex,
you
guys.
I never want to hear that come out of your mouth.
I didn't bang that 7-year-old woman with my gigantic cock after I came all over my girlfriend.
I did it.
I mean fiance.
It's about education, peoples.
I'm trying to educate you.
But see, you learn something new every day. Because I say
with
the rule
a thumb.
I never knew where that came from, and apparently it comes from some Irish shit.
Wow.
See? And to show you that everything is pretty much revolved around fucking alcohol. In English pubs, ale is ordered by pints and quarts. So in England, when... I'm getting white, huh? So in England, when customers get unruly, the bartender used to yell out to them, "Mind your own pints and quarts," which is where "mind your own P's and Q's" came from.
You guys are giving me. I see that one all the time.
Thank you. It comes from pints and quarts. Mind your own. Don't get too drunk.
I know, start acting stupid. It means like, you know, behave, but I didn't really
there
know what it meant.
That's see now you know. See,
mind your P's and Q's.
You guys listen to me. I'll give some knowledge. I got knowledge in this
grill. Damn, I really did learn something
it's going
today.
Down in my mind, man. I got it's going down. You guys want to hear another one?
Yeah.
Got you guys excited.
Yay.
After consuming a vibrant brew called Ale or Ale, the Vikings would go fearlessly to the battlefield without their armor or even their shirts. The berserk means bear shirt in Norse and eventually to the meaning of wild battles. See, that sounds like some gay shit. Bear.
That's where berserk came from?
They all got drunk and went wrestling?
And yeah, something like that. And you know they're probably...
They went off to battle after getting drunk?
Yeah,
what?
That one kind of made me feel weird.
Now, you brought that one up.
Hey, I just read what was on the screen.
Hey, you read it first.
I didn't take it there like, you know, bears and all that crap.
True. Yeah, sorry.
Why do you even know about that?
I don't. I just Googled some shit, and that's what came up.
Right.
See what happens when you Google shit? You can't even Google
don't
something
blame
innocent.
Don't blame Google. Blame your own brain.
You can't even...
Google doesn't tell you you should type this in, Dusty.
See.
Hey, Dusty, how about midgets sucking penis?
On St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Patrick's Day, wearing green. How about leprechaons?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, up. Google.
True.
I won't ask Jeeves. I'll ask Google.
You know what that is? That's microphilia.
What, oh, like computer? I have a computer, like weird addiction to computers?
No, to midgets.
Liking little people.
You should know that.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen Bridget the Midget?
No.
Of course.
Anybody
you
in
have.
The room?
Oh, no, God, look at the disgusted look on his face. Like,
I am.
Have you please someone say yes?
Not one person said yes. Bridget the Midget, I know her.
You looked a little worried, too.
From Howard Stern, I was like, please, one person, please know who Bridget the Midget is.
Who is she?
She's basically the most famous midget porn star. And I shouldn't know that.
Is she at least proportional?
Yeah.
Or is she like one of those weird,
no,
like,
all
arm
midgets,
is curved?
No, she's regular, but all midgets have the ass, like a big, like, you've seen the midgets. They
yeah.
Have, yeah, they're out there, like, I don't think I've ever met a flat-ass midget.
No, even the men have big asses.
All the little people in that one show, you remember that? Remember that one show where the parents had the midget kids and they had a couple
yeah.
Mama-sized
yeah,
kids?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of the little people on that show had big asses.
Yeah, see?
Baby
see?
Got back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See?
They all had back.
Mm-hmm. See? See? It's kind of weird.
I just wonder how midgets look like when they have sex. I better watch your porn then, huh?
Once again, you porn.
I'm going to type that
does she sleep
time.
With other midgets or full-size guys?
Who?
Probably full-size guys from perverts.
Oh, full-size guys. Full-size guys.
Perverts.
Definitely. Yeah, big black, like, fucking Lance Dick a lot and like fucking
like
big.
She's as big as the black guy's
yeah
dick.
Like exactly yeah dick
oh
is this
goodness.
Big she's
like
yeah.
He could probably spin her on his fucking dick like,
and they do
she probably can be suspended from it.
He probably hold her with one hand and like whee.
Yep he does he
oh
twists around
goodness.
Like a doo he puts her on his dick and just pew, and she like spins around on his cock. It's
oh
yeah.
My god.
I would suggest because once again, I think that came from either Maury or Jerry Springer, but there was a midget porn star on there, and I was like, okay, I got to Google that. And that's – honestly, that's how –
You weren't Googling yourself while you were Googling that.
No, no. That,
he Googled all over his Google page.
Yeah, midgets don't really do it for me.
Even if they have big booty?
Like I said.
What about Jennifer Lopez?
If she was a
Lil
midget.
Pez.
Ooh, Lil Pez.
Lil Pez.
Lil Pez. L-E-L-P-E-Z.
It's J-Lil.
L-I-L.
It's J-Lil.
Lil Pez.
J-Lil.
Oh, that, you know what? I don't know. Jennifer Lopez in any size. Yeah, she would definitely be. I think I would fuck a midget Jennifer Lopez. Can't even lie. A miniature Halle Berry? I would fuck a midget Halle Berry. I can't even.
But what if she was one of the deformed ones?
No, she has to kind of look and kind of be proportional to Halle Berry.
But that's a little hard when she's about 2 feet tall. But Halle Berry's stomach is a, like alone that, you know.
But miniature version.
I think he wants more like a mini. Halle Berry.
Yes.
You mean you want someone that the size of Halle Berry but smaller but same proportion, kind of like a child's body than Dusty, right?
Yeah.
No.
So you're turned on
no.
by a well-developed child.
No. No.
That's
please.
What I just pictured in
Don't
my
Don't get
head.
It twisted, please. We're talking
a well-developed little boy then, because Halle Berry's got short hair like a boy.
No, but she got titties like a wolf.
So you want a little boy with
no,
breasts and
I've
plants.
Seen Monsters Ball. She does not have very good titties.
Oh, but they're good for me.
No, they're flappers.
I like flappers, dude.
Really?
Nothing
you
wrong with flappers.
Shit under there?
I like, I'm weird like that, but I don't. Okay, porn went through like 10 years where all the bitches had fake tits. And I never, ever, ever liked that. I like the hangers. I like the, yeah, the pancake
I can imagine
tits.
Hanging, but yeah. there's.
Can't
like
even
like,
I like them. I like, see, you as a gay guy, ask the average straight male. Halle
Jay?
Berry's titties.
Jay?
Damn, see, he'd see.
What do you think about the flapping boob that you can put things under?
No.
You can hide a bag
no,
of weed under
you like
there.
The firm shit? Okay. See, I like flappy shit. I like to hide shit. I like bitches who put cigarettes under their tits.
I've picked up a friend's boob or two and put stuff under there.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
But it was pretty funny. I was like, oh my God, it's possible. Mine don't
you
do that.
You can hide a dime bag under there.
Yeah, because all my
I put a pencil under there before. I was like, is it possible? Can I do it, please? Sure.
And you did. It
oh,
stays
yeah.
there, right?
Yeah,
yeah
I
yeah.
did. I
yeah,
laughed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. And my aunts, I always remember them putting shit in their titties. Like, we go to the store and they put their chains in their tits.
Ew, like, I remember a lady once, I was selling candy. I was like 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
She's like, yeah, she starts filling out her tit. I hear ching, 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 ching. She's searching her boob and it's
oh,
hot, okay? It's
no.
hot. I'm like, you know what? It's on the house.
Yeah.
I didn't want her sweaty ass
no
boob
sweaty
quarter.
Fucking dollars for me, man.
The look on my face was like in disgust. Like, what?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
It's okay. It's not worth it.
But see, I remember they would get like, we'd go to the store and they'd be like, we ran out of dollars. Would you mind if I give you all quarters? And they gave her like $8 worth of quarters and shit.
Titty
she'd
quarters.
Shove all that shit in her tits.
Titty quarters.
She's walking around with like fucking 88 quarters
As
in
I
her
say,
tit.
Money is disgusting. Yeah. I touch money all day long at work. And people, I do not like touching people's hands, like
yeah.
patients.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, you know, just don't touch my hands.
Right.
Don't touch the bottles with your sweaty ass hands
right.
either.
And Desi, I'm going to take it a step further because I think my OCD towards that and my like, because I'm like that too. I like to be clean and shit like that. And I was watching a porn the other day, and I may or may not have been pleasuring myself. We're not going to go there, but the fact behind this is
there,
I was very upset that the porn star had ashy elbows. Like I couldn't even get. I hate to say it, but I couldn't get hard because I just started thinking about her fucking ashy elbows, and it really, really bothered
that
me.
That bothered
dude.
You that
I'm
much?
Sorry, yeah. I think I'm getting old or something. Like,
okay, so let me get this.
Yes,
you can fuck a 7-year-old lady with some saggy ass, wrinkly elbows that she can't even see the creases in.
But
anymore.
She looked like 52.
That okay,
but
regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't fucking hot girl with ashy elbows.
It was weird. It was very, very weird, dude. I could not focus because everything else was good. And you know what? I even started looking at her knees, like, and she had a little bit of crust in between her knees. And I'm just like, are you serious, man?
You were watching. It was a black girl, wasn't it?
It was. She was Mexican. She was Latin. It was Latin night. It was Latin night. Yeah.
Latin
she was Latina.
Night?
Yeah. She was kind of a darker Latina, but yeah, it was. But it was like, oh man. And it really just threw me off. I had to skip. I tried. I fast-forwarded a little bit. Boom, boom, boom.
Did you lose
didn't
your
work.
Boner?
I kind of did for a second.
Damn.
Can't even lie. Had to skip to the next one to kind of revamp and re-up
that's
my...
That's terrible.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's just me getting old or, like, what it is, but why am I focusing on that shit?
I don't know why we're talking about this.
Exactly. Yeah, sorry. Porn stars at that shit.
St. Patrick's Day.
No.
So leprechauns.
Yeah, in the hood.
And green people.
But while we're at it, real quick, porn stars, ladies, please match your bras with your underwear, because that's another thing I hate when a bitch has purple bra and black panties. Sorry.
You know what? I'm just trying to maybe defend your ashy elbow girl.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she had just gotten done doing a water scene. Like maybe shower or pool.
I don't think that was the case.
You know, and then she just went straight on to the next scene.
Nope.
Well, maybe she was just on like her knees and elbows.
That was some bullshit. I'm sorry. She really threw me off. Okay.
And okay.
Match
on.
Your shit. It's all right. Sorry.
Match your shit.
especially on St. Patrick's Day. We're all green. Yeah, that shit's sexy. I want to see a little black midget fucking.
What if she came and it was all green? Would that trip you out?
Ooh, that would. I would throw.
What if she
up.
Said I died for you though?
Is there a way? Is there a way for you to make yourself come green?
That's what I was. Desi, you just hit on something, dude. Like,
I
think a girl.
Spinach.
I think a girl could squirt green dye in her cooch. Oh, that would freak a dude
maybe,
out.
Maybe
hold
if
on.
You just drink
oh
a bottle.
Oh, my God. We're green.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe
we have gonorrhea.
Maybe if you just drink like a bottle of green food coloring.
Oh.
And maybe see what happens if it'll
probably
dye
just
or come.
Pee
but
green.
Let's see. St. Patrick's Day is on like March 17th. I would suggest doing it on April 1st. Like getting them on April Fool's Day. And like just come green shit. Just get. Oh, my God. This has never happened before. The dude will actually, no, he might kill you. Never mind.
What the fuck is wrong with you,
motherfucking bitch? You gave me some alien shit.
Alien
the fuck
shit.
Is this? Leprechaun in the Hood shit. I saw that movie, bitch. But they probably do that. Like, if there has to be, because you know how porns remake like movies, like real movies, like Forrest Hump and.
Oh, yeah.
There has to be a Leprechaun in the Hood.
You know they're making like porns that are made after like TV shows.
Oh, I saw Friends.
There's a Friends porn.
Really?
I saw Friends.
Really?
At
who
George
plays,
Corona's ooh, house.
Who plays the
and
chick?
There's a Brady Bunch one too.
Oh, I like
oh,
that.
Oh, I think
ooh,
I saw
wait,
that
is
one
that
too.
Do they do each other? Like, do the sisters do? Wait,
I just saw the Friends. And I just remember seeing
can
all
find,
of them.
Did you find
like
that online?
No, I was at George Corona's house. Like,
he had it?
Year.
Oh, my nose.
Yeah, we all were like hanging out, drinking a bunch of people, and like they put it on out of
just
curiosity.
Porn.
And we were watching and just laughing. I was like, oh, my God. And I took pictures of it. It was like Chandler doing
Robert, can you
all
please look that
was,
up? Can
I'm,
you please,
I'm going to look it up right now.
Please look. What is it? Which one is it?
I don't know. It was
Friends?
Just called Friends.
Friends and then comma porn, I would say. Oh, I would have to see that because I want to know who plays who was married to Brad Pitt. Jennifer Aniston. I've always liked her.
There's a teaser trailer.
She has a great ass. Friends porno teaser trailer.
But it's
a
parody.
Oh, no, it's a parody. Let's see. What is this? I got to see this.
They got a Scrubs one, a Seinfeld, Third Rock. Who's the Boss? The Office.
They have Who's the Boss? Oh, shit. Who plays Alanis Morissette? Or what's... No. Alyssa Milano. AM.
Now we're watching porn.
Fuck it. Oh, wow.
This is okay. The one I saw, but...
They're showing an intro to a Friends, and they're all going to get... Oh, wow. They're all going to get fucked. See? This is dope. I'm you-porning this as soon as I get home.
It's supposed to be Phoebe. That guy looks like Joey, kind of.
Wow.
You know, these guys look more like them than the ones I saw in the last point. These aren't the same people.
And they're all gonna fuck. That's so crazy.
It's not gonna show them fucking. It's just showing you the teaser.
Yeah, I know.
So don't get excited.
I know, I'm not. I'm gonna wait till I get home and watch this. FriendsXXXParody.com, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. That's once again, shows you the fucking world that we live in, dude.
I'm gonna
Jesus
try to find
Christ.
It for you, though. If I find it, I'll let you know.
Look up porn leprechauns in the hood, because I know there's some weird fucking leprechaun porn shit going on there. There has to be, dude. People are weird like that.
I'm
and you
sure.
Think they? Do you think they do it
you
like once a year?
You found my pot of gold.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, here's a 28-minute one.
Me lucky
a
charms.
A 28-minute one, damn. Oh, Friends. Oh, hey. Oh, there's a... Oh, nice. Damn, these bitches are sexy.
Sorry about all the porn everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, if you could picture okay. Friends... But dicks hanging out and pussies. Ooh, damn, these bitches are sexy.
And it's like the same setup, the house.
It is. The fun was great,
but that's the bedroom. And there's I love the canned laughter in the back. The canned laughter does it for me. This guy in the pink who's playing
they
like Joey or somebody.
Everywhere.
Why do they keep showing this? Oh hell!
Oh god!
Oh, what?
They just break into sex.
Okay, Robert, you. Whoa,
oh my god.
Damn! Friends are getting down in Greenwich Village tonight.
Oh my
god. God damn, Phoebe is sucking cock and yeah. Jennifer Aniston is hello. Okay.
Oh my god.
Joey is getting too. Joey is getting some fucking action. Joey's getting the business. Friends XXX parody.
Oh, my goodness.
It's embedded in my head. I got to remember that.
I'm going to click out of
that. Wow, okay.
Wow.
Did you guys have fun with that?
That was very, very, very...
There's some hard penises in the room now.
I just watched porn with five guys.
This is weird, right? Did you ever think you would do that?
No. And not my brother.
Robert's on the podcast. Come on, it was for the show.
My brother and his boyfriend.
Oh,
it
shit.
It was for the show.
It's getting weird.
And it was straight porn.
See what alcohol does to you. Makes you watch porn. But you know what? That was very, because I'm actually saving that into my computer right now. So, no, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to go home and watch an episode of Friends Porn.
No, I want to see if they have Martin. I want to see Martin. I want to see Martin XXX.
What does Martin have to do with St. Patrick's Day?
I don't care. I just want to see Martin. They have Friends parody porn. I want to see Martin parody porn.
You're supposed to look up porn on your own time.
I know, but
I
Rob
think that's
brought
a
it.
Weird thing. He has.
Rob started it. He's the one that started playing the weird shit.
I'm gonna look up Martin porn parody.
Oh shit! I hope it's not. Gina's getting fucked.
So you're gonna see a bunch of
Gina's getting fucked by Tommy and Cole. Oh, fuck, it's going down. And Martin played a bunch of characters, so he was probably like...
No, there's no trailers.
Nobody had no fetish like you did.
Damn, fuck. I think I'm going to start that. So tune in a couple weeks. I'm going to start MartinXXXParody.com. Now, should we do some more St. Patrick's Day facts?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
Did you know that in Ireland, bars were closed on St. Patrick's Day until 1970?
What?
In 1903, James O'Mara, son of Mara, a member of the Irish Parliament, introduced an act that made St. Patrick's Day a national holiday. And while that was cool by law, that meant bars had to be closed on the day, and they were until the law overturned in 1970.
Wow.
Poor Irish people couldn't
that would
celebrate.
Suck.
Yeah. That really sucked. Are bars ever closed in Los Angeles? Ever. Ever.
I don't think so.
No.
Right? Never.
I don't think there's a day they take out to like be
Sabbath,
closed.
Easter, fucking.
Those are their favorite days or the holidays?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's when people come to party.
Yep. Yep. Damn. Weird.
I mean, you're going to party.
Yep. For no fucking reason. I'm
yeah,
Irish
going
that day.
To party.
For no
I
reason.
I think Tim wants to go party.
So we're all just going to go party for the simple fact that it's a fucking holiday that Hallmark told us to
celebrate. Just
like Valentine's, just like Cinco de Mayo, because we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again in a couple months.
Jesus is a vampire.
Why?
He is. No,
because he rose from the dead.
No, because he wrote Twilight. If you look closely, Jesus wrote Twilight.
Easter is actually Vampire Jesus Day.
See, if you think about it, okay, Rob, let's bring that up. Sorry, but I don't want any Christians to write in and be all, like, pissed off at us, but if you think about the holidays, isn't it, and when you think about it, it's weird. Okay, so Mom, you're telling me that some guy died and he awoke in 3 days?
And wait, now we're looking for eggs?
And exactly. And there's Yoplait yogurt? Wait, or the, what's the yogurt? The eggs with the fucking chicken that comes out of them? Bok, bok, bok?
The Cadbury egg.
Cadbury. Mom, how does this all, what? And then they put nails in his, that shit's like fucking, to tell
and
a kid
the Easter
that?
Bunny
Now we take pictures of this guy dressed up as a bunny. We look for eggs that don't even come from bunnies.
Who smells like whiskey.
Why does a bunny hide eggs? They don't poop eggs.
They
it doesn't
do, honey.
Make sense.
They do, honey.
And then they're different colors.
It's pink.
Those
it's,
are some weird
it's
eggs.
It's all pale. What's the
it's green,
what's
it's
that what's that look that pale that pale color look with the pinks and the
pastel?
Pastel. Honey, it's a pastel thing, honey. Okay, we're not going to understand it. God knows the answers, and what you have to do is accept them into your heart and be weird. And
then when you die, you'll resurrect in 3 days too.
Yeah. Oh, Mommy, that sounds good.
Should I get nailed to a cross too?
Oh, what's
that?
And whipped
weird?
And whipped down the street.
Isn't it weird that every year we celebrate the same holidays?
I know,
every
right?
Fucking year.
Yeah.
For your whole life. We do the same thing. Why?
We're monkeys, man.
We have to celebrate Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day? And Easter and Thanksgiving, Halloween,
but
and Christmas.
Fun.
It's another way to stimulate the economy.
It's well, another not only way that, relieves stress for the general populace.
You know what? So bitter, yeah. Huh?
True, true, very true, Robert. Very yeah. True, very true.
Because you get to get drunk, and people expect you to on St. Patrick's Day and Mardi Gras, and you know
that's another one.
Easter, you're expected to go out to the park yep. And drink, yep. And get drunk with your family, and have barbecues.
Yep, yep.
Fourth of July, excuses. You're expected to go out and get drunk and look at fireworks.
Exactly.
There are excuses the government made up so that you can have at least a day, a couple days off a year to party while you worked your ass off.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of cool that we actually get these days every year.
You know
year.
What? When you put it like that, Rob, you're like a half glass full kind of guy. I like how you put that. Yeah, I like how you put that that way.
And I'm all looking at the reality of the
yeah,
situation.
Yeah, yeah, fuck that shit. Look, these motherfuckers.
Fuck it.
God damn own. The man.
I can get drunk any day of the fucking year. I can call the day off of work.
I got a friend named Patrick.
I don't need somebody to tell me to have to wear green or fucking buy somebody something for Valentine's Day.
It's all about the fun of it, though. If you really think about it, it's about
I
the
know
fun
it is
it.
The fun it of is. It. I'm being stupid. I really
I
do
know you
it.
Are.
It's about the
I'm giving
fun
you a
of
different
it.
View on it, though, at least.
And I like your view because you keep that shit super real, Desi. Super fucking real. So I guess we're all Irish for the next few days. And,
are we all greened out?
I guess so. We always have green in our system, so I
well,
guess
I we put
are.
Green in my system every day.
Yep.
Green, green with envy.
Yay, yay. Whoop, whoop. But in 2 months, we'll all be Mexican for like May 5th. And
of
then
course,
July 4th, we'll be all fucking pro-America. Yeah.
I love my country.
You know what's funny? You know what's kind of funny?
What's that?
Is Cinco de Mayo's my anniversary.
Of what?
When I met Tim.
Oh, okay, okay. Was he
well,
Mexican on that day?
No.
Okay.
It's just funny.
Aww. Weird, huh, Desi?
It's cute.
It kind of.
It's just funny because I'm so not about Cinco de Mayo.
But so you guys got
but
it.
I have another reason to celebrate it.
I guess.
There you go.
Another reason to get drunk.
And drink tequila. What do you got? What are we going to, like, okay, what are the Irish drinks like? We got.
O'Doul's?
No. Isn't O'Doul's like no alcohol beer? Yeah. Motherfucker. But I guess, hey, good call. But let's see, Irish whiskey. That's my favorite. Jameson. Some old Jameson. Yeah. But I don't know too many Irish beers. Do you guys?
No.
I just drink any green beer. Heineken, Stella, fucking Dos Equis.
St. Pauli's, girl.
Exactly. All green shit. Just so I don't get pinched at the fucking club.
Why do they have a different color bottle?
Because they're imported.
And why is it green? Why are there no, like...
Isn't it?
Why are there no, like, yellow, purple beers?
Or blue bottles.
I don't know if it's not imported.
Why is it only green and brown? Anybody? Somebody. There has to be something into that.
There's clear. What are you talking about?
There's clear?
But
oh, that's true.
Clear, yeah. Yeah, Corona. There's clear. But, you know, why isn't there, like, no, I don't know, yellow?
You know, there's no red and yellow and
it's like
blue.
Green and brown and clear are pretty much the standard. Somebody set those standards
in. Well, because, I don't know, it's glass.
I mean, even liquor bottles have different colors. Glass.
Somebody look into that. Send us a message. Things you think when you're drunk, huh?
Alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol is the shit. Now, should we get the fuck out of here? Because I think we've
everybody
already...
Needs to go get
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We already... If you're not already. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. Check us out at podtalkers.com.
ArrowFM Live.
podtalkers@gmail.com.
And, yeah, just
rate
send
us on iTunes.
There you go. And if you're going to drink, make sure the club's only 3 blocks down the street.
Drink responsibly.
Or
yes.
Take a cab.
And put us on your iTunes and check us out on the way to the club.
Yeah.
We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.